And one of the great illustrations of that, I think, that I really liked, and not blowing your trumpet for you, but the interview that you did on the Centrica site with Sam Laidlaw, where you're open to ask the questions you want to and challenge him on their approach. Do you think we'll see more of that and people adopting that as a good sort of illustration of being authentic?
I would like to think so. The challenge for the company is that they need to have a CEO or whoever the figure is going to be. And they have to be representative of the senior leadership. You have to have someone who is comfortable in that position. And an awful lot of them aren't. You know, you get a few who are very seasoned hands and, you know, are very good at dealing with the media. And what they're really good at is stonewalling. And then you get a very, very few, and Sam is one of these, who really knows their stuff. You know, is very serious about the fact that this is embedded within the company, and they spend a lot of time seeking to make it so. So there's nothing that I could ask Sam particularly that's going to catch him out.
Mm.
You know, I may or may not like the answers he gives, but he knows what his material is. He's very comfortable with it. He's on solid footing. And then there's a lot of other CEOs, and they're probably the majority, who are just scared of being put in that position. Because even if they have a genuine commitment that their company should be moving in the right direction, they don't particularly live in the details. And they don't see it as particularly embedded. Because we know that the number of companies that truly embed sustainability and how they make their money is a minority, don't we? So the CEOs of those who would be persuadable that that's the direction they should be going in, but don't really understand how to get there, they're not going to expose themselves to questions where they don't feel as though they've got full control. And, you know, the Centrica example is a very good one, because, you know, they gave me the brief. Obviously, they wanted to highlight...
It was their idea, was it?
It was their idea. And obviously, they wanted to highlight what were their... The key things that had happened to them in the year. But certainly I had freedom to ask whatever I felt was relevant. You know, they understood I wasn't John Humphreys coming in to sort of you know, really nail them to the wall. But for instance, I was able to ask last year about the implications of lining up behind nuclear power. Wasn't particularly on anyone's agenda at that stage. But for me, you know, as a 30-year-old history of a, you know, environmental movement thing, it was certainly an issue that any company getting into that space needed to show that they'd thought about and you know, understood what they were doing. And of course, when we then renewed the exercise this year, Fukushima had just happened, and suddenly those questions had become very, very mainstream. But it was to their credit, and this year I asked them about tax and this whole issue about the government taxing them on North Sea oil and so on, which they were quite sensitive about, but they used. So, you know, they really had the courage to step up and say, you know, we are prepared to be placed in an area that's just slightly outside of the comfort zone.
I think that's a key requirement of getting the sense of authenticity, that you definitely have to pick up the issues that are public domain that people will be aware of. If you don't comment on them, one, you don't get the chance to express your side of the argument and what your position is. And if you don't talk about it, then people will go, it will stick out like a sore thumb generally.
Yes.
If for those that understand that particular industry.
And for me, whenever there's a controversy in the press, relating to a company, the first thing that I would do is go to their website and see what they say about it.
Yes.
And the mind boggles just how often the answer to that question is nothing.
Oops.
Apparently.
Yes. Yes, the question was too hard.